Welcome to the Kids to Market podcast, where we talk to amazing young entrepreneurs, big and small, adults who champion kids in business, and discuss why running a children's business fair can change young people's lives. I'm Stacy, Kids to Market founder and raving fan of kidpreneurs. Today we're talking to Calvin Hoiber. He's 11 years old, grade 6, and is homeschooled and has participated in 2 business fairs and is an artist. Welcome, Calvin.
Hello.
Okay, I want you to tell me first your first idea. So you came into my class, we did the entrepreneurship class together, and you came up with the idea of doing card boxes to hold Pokemon cards?
Any type of cards, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, The Gathering, Pokemon. Art is not very easy to sell. So what I did is I added on something that you could actually use very easily.
Good. So you made function out of your art. And that was like your original idea? Was the first idea you came up with is to do that? Or did you want to actually showcase your art?
I was first thinking of art, and then other people were thinking of art too. So I decided to do boxes.
Great. That's cool. Did you find it hard? Was it easy to kind of come up with this idea?
Yeah, it was pretty easy because I didn't have much storage for my cards.
Oh, so you had a need in yourself. So when you were thinking about what you would be interested in doing, you were thinking more about sort of see a need, fill a need kind of thing.
Yeah. A lot of my friends also just put like all their Pokemon cards in a box and they get wrecked and stuff. So I thought I could provide them.
And then what's happening on the outside of the box?
There's a bunch of art. There is different art from the game that I draw. And there is my own art that I created. And there's blank boxes that you can draw on.
Oh, that's great. So it's like make your own kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's exciting.
My brother has bought a lot of the make your own boxes. I don't... and he has a lot of very interesting abstract drawings on them.
How many did you sell? Did you do well? Did you sell out or did you have any left over?
I have a few left over. I used some of the boxes for myself, but I sold like 3/4 of all my boxes.
Great. And how much did you charge for each box?
I charged $3 for a blank one, $4 that were already drawn, and $5 for a custom made one.
So people could actually say, I would like you to draw this on the outside of the box, and you were doing art, by like custom art by order.
Yeah. At the business fair, I was selling the boxes, and then like later on, meet up with them and give them the boxes that they asked for.
And how much did it cost you to make each box?
40 cents. They were very cheap to make because it's just paper.
So how much did you make off the boxes?
$80.
$80? Holy, what did you use the money for?
I used the money for going tourism. We went to Belize and I used my money there.
That's excellent. That's brilliant. Well, that's really exciting. Okay, so then the second year you were in, you didn't decide to actually go with the boxes again. Why?
I wanted to do something new because I still had the boxes and I sold them at the business fair as a side thing.
So it's a side hustle now, the art is, but you wanted to try something else.
Yeah, I wanted to make some science boxes that you could actually experiment with.
Okay, now you're going to have to explain that. So break it down. You had science boxes, but it's a kit, right? Is it a science kit or is it a magic kit? I thought originally it was a magic kit.
One of the things is it is magic, but it has more science to do with magic. There's a water one. This is the magic one. Where it has mesh you put on top of a jar.
Okay.
And when you flip it upside down, all the bubbles that are on the mesh hold the water that's in the jar when you flip it upside down.
That's brilliant. And so the kit does this sort of science-based, well, that one part of the kit does this science-based magic trick. Okay, and then there were how many other components to the kit?
There were 4 components in total. They were all different elements. There was wind, fire, earth, and water.
Oh, that's a clever marketing element. That's neat. Did that actually attract people, the 4 elements?
Yeah. I had the water booth set up and people were attracted to that too.
So you did a demonstration at the fair of the water component of the kit?
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. Okay, tell me about the other 3 things. Just a quick synopsis of what they did.
There was cups and you could experiment with seeds. there were little clear water jellies that you could put in a cup and you could see how the roots grew.
Oh, and that's Earth?
Yeah, that's okay. Earth. There's also a dirt one and you could, like, see which one grew better and things. The dirt grew better. There was the fire one, was you put a bunch of hand soap on, like, a tray. And then you put a bunch of these different powders. And then you light the end on fire and it becomes this rainbow flame.
That is amazing. How? That's exciting. You didn't demo that, though, in the in the gym.
I wasn't allowed to do that at the school.
No fire in the school? Come on.
And the air one is this giant bag, this long bag. You experiment different ways of blowing it. And then this one way of blowing it, if you have it, like, all in your face and you blow it, it's not much. But if you have it kind of away from your face and you blow it, all the air around you goes into the bag. And then when to see how much you blew, you quickly strain it. Like you pull it and make all the extra go away. You see how much air you did. And I got a good amount of air, almost like half a meter.
Did you get any feedback from the kit from people? Did anybody come back and say, yeah, I took that home and it was like, I liked this one better than that one?
Only like people I met up with again. So like mainly family or friends.
That's good. And they liked it. They thought that it worked out really well.
Yeah, a lot of people really liked this and thought it was interesting. My brother bought one. One of our friends bought two, one for herself and one for her friend. Actually, two people did that.
So they see value in it and all of a sudden they're buying multiple.
Yeah.
All that. That's really good. Okay, so where did you come up with the idea for the, like, I get the Pokemon cards and you wanted to be able to display your art. And I think that was a great spin, a value add, right? To what it is you had to offer. But where did the science kit idea come up
with? My mom actually had the idea. She was like, ooh, elements and things. Because I was like doing Pokemon cards and then she saw the different elements and was like, ooh, cool.
So was it a science experiment you guys were doing at home for homeschooling?
We were doing some science experiments for school, yes.
And so that it all kind of tied in.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And what do you think you're going to do for this year's business fair?
I don't really know yet. I'll stop thinking about that. I haven't thought about that at all yet.
That idea generation process is kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you were going to tell somebody about starting their own business that's 11 years old, what advice would you offer them?
I would think about something that you want and, like, see your friends and if they're similar to you, what you want is what they want, so you can sell what you want.
So you come up with an idea that you would really like to fill a need or fill a gap in something that you're doing, and then you feel that if you focus on things that you want, it is likely other people your age will want the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start, actually, for ideas. And do you think that you would have done this if there wasn't a business fair at the end?
I was thinking of doing a lemonade stand, but it never actually turned out.
No, it didn't turn out. It's a goal. Maybe that's what you should do for the fair, is your unique spin on lemonade.
Yeah, what I usually do is I add some mint, some lemon, and I put some raspberries in. And I put strawberries. When strawberries grow, they're flowers, they're buds, they're actually edible, so I put those on top.
There, right there. You've got a lemonade spin I've never heard before. That's fantastic. So you're looking forward to the fair this year?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. We're going to go to Disneyland, and I'm going to save some money for that.
Ah, that's a good plan. Go to Disneyland right afterwards?
Yeah.
Did you take any of the money that you made and reinvest it into making more? So some of those custom ones, or did anybody order kits where you said, okay, well, I made this $80 from this and I'm going to take that $80 and buy more materials. Did you use it for that?
I don't really know. I had a lot of money that I didn't know which money was going to where.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, thank you very much, Calvin, for talking to me about your projects and about your experience at the fair. Do you think every child should go to a business fair?
I think a business fair is a very fun experience, and if they want to.
Did you learn anything?
I learned different ways of making things seem more valuable than they are.
Ah, okay. What about money? Did you learn anything about money?
Don't spend a dollar once like I did.
That's your advice? If you're making money off the fair, maybe save it immediately after, or maybe reinvest in your business? Or did you give any of it away to anybody? Like your brother?
I definitely tempt my brother with some money.
Well, good luck in the fair next year. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Come check out the details of today's show at kidstomarket.com/podcast. And if you know of a young entrepreneur that you think should be on the show, send me an email. I'd love to hear about them. And remember, the two most important steps you'll take is simply to start and take it to market.